The steady stream of water sluices over the spillway of the city's dam at Cabin Creek. Behind the dam, dead trees poke up through the surface of about 230 million gallons of water that fill the valley bottom. Atop the dam, several city staff members are joined by two city councilors, along with representatives from Fish and Game and the U.S. Forest Service.
So right next to these is a small structure, stainless steel perforated box that is the intake structure.
Where is that?
Well,
they gather around and ask questions of Carl Hagerman, the city's public works director. They're looking for ways to draw more water out of the reservoir with a second pipe segment that could feed into the existing pipeline into town. That line has partially collapsed in areas with pressure problems, and an organic growth is also reducing the amount of water flowing into town. That secondary line out of the reservoir is a solution that both the city and two engineering firms say could eliminate pressure issues within the line, but they're not sure if it would mean cutting into the existing dam. Public Works Director Hagerman explains about the dam's makeup.
It's an engineered dam, so they put in sheet pile, and then they compacted lifts of different types of material depending on what zone of the dam they were in. And it went together pretty carefully. And that's another reason I'm really hesitant about boring through it.
Besides the existing 14-inch diameter line that sends water out of the reservoir, two large culverts underneath the dam can be opened and closed, allowing the city to drain the water body. And those pipes are a possibility for a secondary line out of the dam. It was an idea that interests City Councilor Bob Nielsen.
Well, I'm interested in that their overflow line there, the one overflow line going through it. When after I come up here and see that, and if they could sacrifice that one line, it looked to me like it would be the cheapest way out.
Putting a pipe in that bypass.
Yeah,
that
yeah, there. In the bypass line. That's what I see anyway.
Uh-huh.
I think a trip up here was well worthwhile to see these things and explain it to us anyway.
Choosing that option would affect the city's ability to drain the reservoir, and it's not the only option for increasing flow into the line. City Manager Rich Underkoffler asked Hagerman about another possibility.
Let's raise the dam and tie this water line into a higher elevation on the dam. Let's say we're using it as a hydro project, okay?
Yeah.
Couldn't you, rather than having to come in at that at this lower elevation, could you come up somewhere higher?
Sure.
Or you wouldn't have to impair the integrity of this?
As long as...
I'd say at the level of the spillway there. Where it's spilling over at that elevation.
As long as we never drop below that. If we start sucking air, we're in...
Oh, I see.
Engineering firm Paradovich Nottingham and Drage, the company that designed the pipeline, will be considering the options for fixing the line problems this summer. The city anticipates getting a report from PNND by the end of this month. Officials also want an opinion from the company that designed the dam. Shannon and Wilson of Anchorage is doing a safety inspection on the structure this month and will also give their opinion on a second outflow. Cabin Creek could be a source for hydroelectric power for the city as well. Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson says there looks to be some potential for hydroelectric generation.
We're just exploring that. This is a first trip, but from the amount of flow that I see and the figures that Carl's given me and the potential head or elevation of in excess of 200 feet wide, I would say that the potential is significant. So it's certainly something we want to take a look at.
Nelson says the city could use the power as a backup source.
The value to us is... the ability possibly of utilizing this for short outages from Tyee instead of our diesel plant. That's what we want to look at and see if we can justify the cost. So we'll just be taking some real preliminary looks at it.
He says he'd be surprised if hydro at Cabin Creek could handle even half of the city's power demand, but says it would help cut back dependence on costly diesel fuel used when Petersburg's main hydro plant is offline. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
Assistant to Brad Beaver?
Yeah. That's a problem.